Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I'm Jess King. Today, I would love to talk with you a little bit about the importance of being bold, B-O-L-D. It's even a font or a type of font, right? And it looks bold. It looks courageous. It looks confident, right? So why does it matter? What does it mean and why does it matter? I would say that, you know, we all have our definitions of what it means to be bold. I'm not looking it up in the dictionary right now, but safe to say being bold requires courage, requires confidence, requires the willingness to sort of take a risk or what feels like a risk. It's not always something comfortable. It depends on your personality and whatever the situation is. But it is something that really connects us with who we are at soul level, you know, who we truly are. When we are bold, it reminds me of the word courage. Again, I guess I just did say courageous, right? Courage, the root of which is heart, cœur, which is, you know, I love the fact that courage and heart are, you know, part of the same word. It's all about having heart. For me, bold is right aligned with that. Although I guess bold can be also perceived as something negative, right? In the wrong circumstance, if someone is bold, it can be off-putting. It can be received in a way that is, you know, it's not appreciated or whatever. It depends on the context. But in general, being bold matters because being bold, in my view, is all about aligning with our truth. It's about standing in our power. It's about not being afraid of fully embodying who we are. Quite often we are even consciously and unconsciously inauthentic in small ways, in these little subtle ways that are, it's almost like we're buying into these programs, the ways we've been raised to be, and it can hold us back. So why does it matter to be bold? Again, this is all in my view because, again, it is called Heart First with Jess King, and I wish that this was not a monologue. I would love to hear your points of view. But it's all about, you know, having the guts to just go for what you want, to not be afraid to voice your opinion in a room full of people or a Zoom full of people, whatever the case may be these days. Where our perspective may not be appreciated. And in fact, it may, you know, trigger other people. It may sort of provoke, and it just might make things more uncomfortable. Why it matters, I believe, is because real conversations are required for each of us to increase our understanding of one another, to increase our compassion, to really sort of get each other. You know, communication is incredibly important. And this is just one instance of being bold, right? Being bold is also acting even when we're afraid, you know? Okay, being bold. I've spoken a lot in previous episodes about how we can get stuck. We can get stuck in sort of negative thinking. And I'm saying stuck, but really it's a choice to stay stuck, right? It's natural to be affected by things that happen to us and to be, you know, riding this sort of emotional roller coaster of life, being feeling things, having deep feelings, having emotions that that may sort of, you know, make us hesitate in being bold, hesitate in stepping forward and voicing our opinions or taking action in a direction that aligns with who we truly are. You know, working toward our dreams, making that phone call, sending that email. Whatever the case may be. So yeah, being bold is taking action when you're even terrified. You know, I know this point of view because your point of view matters and your actions each and every day matter. And sometimes it's not always bold doesn't mean that you speak the loudest, that everybody knows who you are, and that, you know, those are sort of ideas that we may believe, you know, oh, that person is bold. And it might be the case. It might not be. Sometimes being bold is something that we do quietly, alone, you know, and what is bold for me today might not be bold for me tomorrow. What is bold for you might not be bold for me at all, or vice versa. You know, it's very personal. So as this, I hope, is an inspiring podcast, empowering, that's what I aim it to be anyway. I want to ask you personally in this moment, how can you be bold? What is something that you would like to do that you consider bold? There's no right, there's no wrong. It is completely personal. It is absolutely up to how you interpret that. For me, I'll give you an example. Okay, so for me, I've already given a few, I guess, but for me, being bold is, taking action when I really don't feel like it, when I can be a master procrastinator, and that procrastinator can be very creative, and it can be me helping a lot of other people instead of dealing with my own shit, you know? For me, being bold is stopping in the middle of something I know is not actually what I need to be doing. Maybe that isn't bold, actually. Maybe that's a bad example. I'm not quite sure. But for me, it feels bold because it's taking me out of alignment with what is comfortably uncomfortable, which is doing something that, this is a positive thing because I'm helping someone, but I know that I've been doing too much of that and I'm avoiding my own stuff. So for me, being bold in that circumstance, again, very personal for me, this is just, you might not relate to that at all. For me, it would be like, okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to tell this person, okay, I'm going to come back to this, you know, tomorrow and as soon as I can, but I've got other stuff to do. And then going back and prioritizing what I need to do for me, because believe it or not. Yeah, this is just my truth. It's funny how I say little things like, believe it or not, or like, you know, all these little expressions come out. And then as I'm saying them, sometimes I'm like, wait, what the F was that? Like, why did I even say that? That's just like habit. Is that something I'm just saying because I've heard it before? Anyway, that's another that relates to being conscious of the words we use, right? And taking a breath before we speak, and really just being aware of the words we use and how we express ourselves, which is also can help us be bold. So what does bold mean to you today? And if you have like a little notebook or something about that pen and paper that I personally love, but I know we're not all from the same generation. We don't all like the same things. So if you like to put it on your laptop or what on your notes or whatever, or meditate on it. If you're going to meditate today, you know, what is a way that I can be bold? And it doesn't have to be like a long-term thing. Doesn't have to be big. Bold can be, I would say even, you know, oh, I'm going to get up 15 minutes earlier tomorrow so I can meditate. That would be bold, because bold, that requires putting yourself out of your comfort zone. And, you can call it courageous, bold. Bold is shifting a pattern. Bold is, doing what you know is good for you, even though you might not feel like it because you're so used to being comfortably uncomfortable. Because we're humans and we repeat patterns, and that's until we decide that we want to be bold, we want to change those patterns, we want to shift our lives in a positive direction and align with who we truly are at soul level. We take some steps in a positive direction, and we might go around in a circle and we might get a little stuck and pause and whatever, and that's okay too. But if there's something that you're feeling as I'm speaking now and that resonates for you and you're like, okay, I can do this tomorrow. I can just do this one thing or those two things. You know, it doesn't have to be five things. Doesn't have to be your plan in 5 years from now or 5 months from now or 5 weeks from now. You know, it can be like tomorrow. Living in the moment, being bold, and living your life. It all comes back to, I believe, living your life from a place of love and not living from a place of fear, because ultimately it's a choice, right? You can still be afraid, but you can choose to act out of a place of love and to act. And it comes first, self-love. It's not about being selfless. It's not about giving to others before yourself, but about doing what is right for you in this moment. And that's not selfish. That's actually necessary for your own well-being. And your healing is unlocking someone else's healing, and it's just a really beautiful ripple. And that's what just makes my heart just so happy. So anyway, that's the deal. How can you be bold? One thing you can do tomorrow. And you can say it's a pattern, it's a habit breaking, it, whatever it is. That's how I'm feeling that word today. You could have interpreted it completely different, and that's absolutely fine. So what does it mean to you? Why does it matter to you? And yeah, that's it. All right, guys, this is a short episode today, but that's just what was on my heart. And so that's why it's flowing out right here. I hope you enjoy it. I'm wishing you a wonderful new day, new week. If you're listening to this right after I record it, it is Monday, February 22nd, 2021. But whenever you listen to it, still great, something to think about. All right, love you guys, and I will catch you very soon.